Five Important Symbolic Aspects to the Vision of Arjuna's Chariot, by Krishna's Mercy.
Tad Vidhi Pranipatin Pariprashnen Sevya Uddekshanti Te Gyana Janinas Tattva Darshana.
Quote, "Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.34.
It is both historical and symbolic. This is the magic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With his Leela in the manifest realm, through his personal appearances as the Avatara, he teaches so much. There is both precept and example.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavti bharat abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijame aham.
Quote, "Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.7.
The conversation that took place between Krishna and Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra represents so many timeless aspects of the Vedic tradition. It was a real incident that took place and was documented in the sacred text known as Mahabharata, but the symbolism to highlight key concepts adds another element to appreciate. 1. Taking strength from devotion. The premise of the conversation is weakness. Arjuna is supposed to embody strength. He is a Kshatriya. He is a famed bow warrior. The innocent depend upon him to protect them. The resilience of Dharma is based on the presence of fearless leaders willing to defend the principles of righteousness. In more than an exercise in theory, the aggressors wedded to Adharma need to be checked. Unfortunately, Arjuna is unsure of what to do. He has a weakness of resolve. He is afraid to commence hostilities, though the other side returns neither the kindness nor the compassion. They have had no problem harassing, humiliating, and attacking Arjuna and his brothers for years. Through Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna finds the necessary strength. The source of that strength is the link to the teacher, who is Sri Krishna. Arjuna proceeds through dedication. He offers everything to Krishna. He maintains consciousness through a mood of devotion, and this is what enables him to rise up and do the right thing. 2. Administering justice. When we live in a peaceful condition, it is easy to forget the many sacrifices that others make in order to create that condition. There are bad people in this world. That is simply the landscape, which has never changed. In order to curb the power of the sinful, there has to be an equally potent force that stands in defense. Arjuna was that force. He was invested with the responsibility to administer justice. Weakness of heart was not going to help anyone during that critical time. The foes were already put to death. Fate had been determined. Arjuna could receive credit through acting as but an instrument in the delivery of destiny.
Tasmat tvam uttisht yasho labhasv. Jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyan samriddham. Mayavete nihataah purvam ev. Nimittamatran bhav savyasachin.
Quote, "Therefore get up and prepare to fight. After conquering your enemies you will enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachin, can be but an instrument in the fight." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 11.33.
3. A disciple approaching a guru. Since we are born into delusion, it is not possible to understand the absolute truth through the common methods of observation, experiment, contemplation, and the like. We are limited in the time of observation, and we cannot even realize in truth the basic difference between matter and spirit. Therefore, we need help. We must approach someone who knows. We must accept information from someone who has seen the truth, a Tattvadarshi. In the case of the scene of Arjuna and Krishna on the chariot, a disciple is approaching a guru. There is the proper approach towards someone who knows the truth. Krishna happens to be that truth, as he is the Adi Guru. He is the original spiritual master of the universe. Krishna is even the teacher of Brahma, the creator.
Aham evasam evagre. Nanyad yad sadasat param. Pashchad aham yad etatcha. Yo vashishyet sosme aham.
Quote, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2.9.33.
4. Following duty with detachment. Arjuna's hesitancy is based on attachment. He is concerned with the bodily welfare of the participants. He is not thinking matters through. He is not focusing on the long game. He is trying to find any excuse to not participate in the battle. Krishna advises Arjuna to follow duty with a spirit of detachment. This is the proper way to go about work. We cannot control outcomes. We think that we can. We think that our choices are the sole determining factor in the effects that we witness, but it is actually nature which must first cooperate. Arjuna stays on the chariot. He decides to fight in the battle, with Krishna making the necessary turns. Arjuna takes direction, both in life and in the military conflict, from his trusted guide. Arjuna fights vigorously and with short-term interest, while maintaining detachment. 5. Surrendering everything for God. Arjuna is able to maintain detachment because of attachment. He is fully surrendered to Sri Krishna. The image of the two on the chariot is a symbol of the surrendering process. It does not matter how respected a person is. It does not matter how strong they are. We all need help from the Almighty. He will make everything right, provided we accept His shelter.
Sarva dharman parityajya. Mam ekam sharanam vraj. Aham tva sarva papebhyo. Mokshayishyami ma shucha.
Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.66.
In closing. To make right ready. From our devotion steady. But as an instrument to act. Destiny with future exact. From guru to be known. Not enlightened alone. All lessons through Arjuna's stance. With Krishna's guidance to advance.